Welcome to the third hour, 3 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. As you are aware, we're presenting 8 programs in a series that was produced by Professor Howard Rothman in 1993. This was in Florida. More details about Rothman at another time, but let's go right to the music. This is the third in the series of 8. Dealing with Shabbat and the High Holy Days.
Welcome to Songs of a People, a survey of Jewish music, coming to you on WUFT-FM and sponsored by the B'nai B'rith Hillel Foundation of Gainesville, the North American Jewish Students Appeal, and Classic 89. Tonight's program features music of the Sabbath and the High Holy Days, two emotionally and spiritually disparate holy times in the Jewish life cycle. The Sabbath should be experienced primarily in the home with one's family. During the Sabbath, Jews feel good because they are at one with God and the universe. Everything is in place for the renewal of the physical and the spiritual. During the High Holy Days, Jews congregate in the synagogue, wondering how they could have lost their connection to God and how they might recapture it and get closer to both God and their spiritual well-being. Remember and observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy. With these words, Judaism has given the world the awareness that time is sacred and that social justice must be practiced. On the seventh day, God desisted from all the work he had done and told us to experience time without exploiting it for work, but simply as a holy gift to enjoy. In other words, stop the world and get off for a 24-hour period. The Sabbath teaches us about social justice because even one's workers and animals are required to rest and desist from work. Over the centuries, the Sabbath has come to be a time of release and re-energizing, a time for family and community, for spiritual and physical renewal, for prayer, meditation, rest, self-indulgence, compassion, and renewed self-esteem. The Sabbath provides the Jew respite from the degradations and deprivations of a harsh and cruel world. By putting on your best clothes, by preparing the best food you could afford, by drinking a cup of wine, you could forget for a time that life is complex and often harsh. One Jewish philosopher has said that more than the Jews having kept the Sabbath alive, the Sabbath has kept the Jews alive. In order to enter the Sabbath, this island in time, one can't suddenly stop the hectic pace of the week. To change from the profane to the sacred, from the drabness of ordinary living to the tranquility and happiness of the Sabbath, you have to prepare yourself and your home to welcome the Queen Sabbath. It is the woman of the house who is given the honor of lighting the Sabbath candles. It is the woman who is responsible for bringing peace, serenity, and happiness into the home. A blessing sanctifying the wine is offered as the Song of Songs, attributed to King Solomon, has the Jewish people reminding God, "We hold your caresses to be more pleasant than wine." Sabbath is the caress of God. The caress begins with the welcoming of the angels of peace. The custom of singing Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you, O angels of peace and service to the All-High. It is connected to the legend that two angels, a good one and an evil one, escort the Jew home from the synagogue every Friday evening. When they enter the home and find the house lit by the sanctity of the Sabbath candles, the table beautifully set and everything denoting beauty and serenity, the angel of goodness pronounces, "May all your future Sabbath days be as this one." The angel of evil has to agree and becomes an advocate in the heavenly court for that family's future Sabbath happiness. We'll begin with 5 pieces of music that set the mood for the Sabbath. First, we'll hear Giora Feidman, the great klezmer clarinetist, play the Holy Sabbath. The rhythm of this piece suggests the going out to meet Queen Sabbath. Next, we'll hear the Barry sisters sing My Mother's Sabbath Candles, a nostalgic view of one of the most beautiful ceremonies that usher in the Sabbath. The family gathers around the mother as she lights the candles, and the children line up to be blessed by the father. Next, we'll hear Seymour Silberman sing Hachama Merosh Ha'ilanot and Shalom Aleichem Malachei Hasharet. The sun has departed from the treetops. Come, let us go out to greet the Sabbath queen. Behold, she, holy and blessed, is coming down, accompanied by angels of peace and tranquility. Come, come, beautiful bride. Come in, beautiful queen. Then Shalom Aleichem. Peace be with you, ministering angels, angels of the Most High, the Supreme King of Kings, blessed be he. May your coming be in peace. Bless me with peace, and may your departure be in peace. Finally, Lecha Dodi, come, my friend, my beloved, to meet the bride. Let us welcome the Sabbath. Observe and remember in a single command the one God announced to us. The Lord is one, and his name is one, for fame, for glory, and for praise. Come, my friend, my beloved, to meet the bride. Let us welcome the Sabbath. In Jewish legend, the Sabbath sadly appealed to God. All the days of the week are paired. I alone am without a mate. God replied, the community of Israel is your mate. Hence the theme of the Sabbath as a bride. Shuli Natan sings.
Sabbath candles that made our home so bright, that faithfully she lighted with a prayer each Friday night. And then around the table we gathered and we heard my father chant the Kiddush, his heart in every word. Our humble home became a mansion in that mystic glow. Our hearts were filled again with hopes and dreams of long ago. Through all the tragic story of Israel's darkest nights, they've never dimmed the glory of our mother's Sabbath light. humble home became a mansion in that mystic glow. Our hearts were filled again with hopes and dreams of long ago. Through all the tragic story of Israel's darkest nights, they've never dimmed the glory of our mother's Sabbath lights.
Malachi Elyon, me.
We've just heard The Holy Sabbath, played by Giora Feidman, My Mother's Sabbath Candle, sung by the Barry Sisters, Hachama Merosh Ha'ilanot, a poem by the great Chaim Nachman Bialik, and Shalom Aleichem, sung by Seymour Silbermans, and Lecha Dodi, sung by Shuli Natan. Raza de Shabbos, the mystery of the Sabbath, a powerful prayer in Aramaic that describes the power of the Sabbath to wed and weld Israel to God in one great mysterious and mystical union. Used by Sephardic Jews, that is, Jews originally from Spain, Portugal, and North Africa, it is from the Zohar, the fundamental work of the Kabbalah, the mystical teachings of Judaism. We'll hear only half of this extended prayer. The Sabbath is central to the mystery of oneness, and the mystery of oneness descends upon her by reason of the Sabbath Eve prayer. When the Sabbath arrives, she is placed by herself, separated from the wrong, unholy side. Pierre Pinchik sings his own composition.
Shabri Kuecho Le Yelu lo Yusimar Kurisa Yudi Kore Adi Savida Zeruzu Deyecho Tiganu Dile Le Meve Yecho Deyecho Lemeve yechod beyecho Deyu avakim no Rozo dadu ishem echo Thank you. through the Shabbat,
we've just heard Roza de Shabbos, the mystery of the Sabbath, sung by Pierre Pinchik in a recording probably made sometime in the 30s. Two more songs conclude our section on the Sabbath. First, a song sung around the dinner table, Yom Zemechubad. This day is most honored of all, because on it the Rock of Ages ceased from work. The song goes on to describe the Sabbath as God's day. On it you shall do no work. You shall recite the Kiddush over wine and say the blessing over the two loaves of challah, the rich braided egg bread. Come, enjoy good food, for God provides for all who have faith in him. The heavens declare his glory. The earth is full of his kindness. We'll hear it sung by Seymour Silbermans. The final Sabbath song is sung on Saturday night after three stars have appeared in the night sky and serves to separate the sacred Sabbath from the mundane week. Hamavdil, he who makes a distinction between the sacred and the profane, may he also pardon our transgressions. May he multiply our seed as the sand and as the stars that appear in the night. We'll hear it sung by a children's choir, the London Pirche. In Hebrew, the word perach means flower, and these youngsters and their songs are the flowers that will bear fruit for future generations.
Zemechubad mikol yamim, mikol yamim. Kivol shovas tzur olamim, tzur olamim. Sheshes yamim ta'asem lachecho, yom hashvi'i lelokecho. Shabbos lo sasevo melocho. Ki cholos o sheishes yomim, yom zemechubad mikol yomim, mikol yomim. Ki voshovas tzur olamim, tzur olamim. Rishon hum mikro ekodesh, yom shabbos on, yom shabbos kodesh.
Al kein kol ish beyeno yikadesh Ashtelech mitzius mimim Yom zem chubod mikol yomim Mikol yomim Kivoshovat zur olomim Zur olomim Echol mashmanim shesemam takigim Ki ken yiten lechol bod vekigim Beged nilbo shel lechem chukigim Bosor vedogim vechol matamigim Yom zem chubod mikol yomim Mikol yomim Kivov shovat zur olomim Surolomim Dosech sohar kol bo v'yochalto v'sovoto U'v'yarachto v'sashev melokecho Asher ha'tovo Ki v'yarachecho mikol ho'amim Yom zem chubod mikol yomim Mikol yomim Kivov shovat zur olomim Zur olomim Hashomayim misaprim misaprim kevodo Gam ho'oret molochasto Riyu ki cholele osso yodo Ki ho'atur po'olosomim Yom zem chubod mikol yomim Mikol yomim Kivov shovat zur olomim Zur olomim
Amar le megoy es la voz
We've just heard Seymour Silberman singing Yom Zeh Mechubad and the London Pirche singing Hamavdil. And now to the Yamim Noraim, the days of awe, the high holy days. We'll begin with a famous and powerful prayer, Kol Nidre, all our personal vows to God and all our self-prohibitions that we make between this Yom Kippur and the next, and that we might not be able to keep, we publicly renounce and ask that God absolve us from betraying our word. The vows refer to our personal ones, assumed by an individual for himself alone, where no other person or their interests are involved. The prayer, Kol Nidre, all our vows, is more than 1,000 years old. We'll hear it sung by one of the greatest cantors, the tenor Gershon Sirota. Sirota was in the United States in 1938 when he received a telegram that his wife was critically ill in Warsaw. He returned and was imprisoned in the Warsaw ghetto, where he conducted High Holy Day services. Through a complicated series of negotiations and bribes, an arrangement was reached to smuggle him out of the ghetto and of Europe to safety, but he refused to leave his family and his congregation. He and his entire family were killed on the last day of Passover 1943 when the Warsaw ghetto was destroyed. Next, we'll hear a prayer intoned during one of the most moving parts of the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur services. The cantor intones the following passage, which was recited by Rabbi Amnon of Mayence as he lay dying from tortures inflicted upon him. As a shepherd seeks out his flock, making his sheep pass under his rod, so do you make all the living souls pass before you. You count and number your creatures, fixing their lifetime and inscribing their destiny. From a recording probably made around 1920, Yossele Rosenblatt sings his own composition. We've heard Gershon Sirota singing Kol Nidrei and Yosela Rosenblatt singing Kvah Karas. The next two songs represent how some segments of modern Israel approach some of the traditional prayers. First, we'll hear Havein Yakir Li, My Beloved Son, from the Book of Jeremiah. We speculate on why God should remember his covenant with the Jewish people. Is it because Ephraim, representing the children of Israel, is my favorite son, my beloved child? As often as I speak of him, I remember him fondly. My heart yearns for him. I'll have pity on him, says the Lord. The next song, Ki Hine Kachomer, also based on a passage from the prophet Jeremiah and composed in the 12th century, describes the composite nature of man created by God. As clay in the hands of the potter, who expands or contracts it at will, so are we in thy hand, gracious God. Heed thy pact, heed not the accuser. It is sung during the evening of Yom Kippur. We'll hear these two songs sung by Shula Chain.
Bing. למצוא אותו מקצר. כן, אנחנו בידך חסד נוצר, לברית הבית, לברית הבית, ועל תפן ליצר. כי ביד המסתת ברצותו אוכז וברצותו מחטט. כן, אנחנו בידך מחיה וממוטט, לברית הבית, לברית הבית, ועל תפן תפן ליצר. כי הנה כהגה ביד המלאך ברצותו אוכז וברצותו שילח. כן, אנחנו בידך לברית הבית, ועל תפן ליצר.
We've just heard Shula Chain singing first Haven Yakir Li and then Kihine Kachomer. Our last group of prayers begins with a prayer from the section of the Yom Kippur service called the Martyrology. This prayer describes the fate of 10 sages who were killed for defying the Roman Emperor Hadrian's prescription forbidding the study and teaching of Torah, of Scripture. Rabbi Ishmael, the high priest, purified himself and reverently pronounced the name of God. He rose and inquired of one robed in linen who said, "Submit, beloved saints, for I have heard from behind the curtain that this would be your fate." Rabbi Ishmael descended and told his colleagues the word of God. Thereupon the evil man commanded their death. He was flayed alive. The cantor Zavel Kvartnin will sing this prayer. Our next prayer from the Ne'ilah, or closing service of Yom Kippur, is Shomea Kol Bichyos, hear the sound of our weeping. May it be thy will, O thou who hears the sound of our weeping, to conserve our tears. Deliver us from all cruel decrees, for we hopefully look to thee alone. Cantor Samuel Malofsky will sing. And for our last prayer, also sung during the closing Ne'ilah prayers of Yom Kippur, we'll hear Patach Lanu Sha'ar, open the gate for us. The gates of heaven are about to be closed, and our fate for the coming year will soon be sealed. Open for us the gate of prayer, even at the closing of the gate, even now that the day has declined. Let us enter thy gates, we implore thee, O God. Forgive us, pardon us, grant us mercy. Sila Dagan will sing this modern rendition.
Yeah. hei rabbi Shmuel atzmoi ve'yizkir ve'yizkir es Hashem b'shilu etiyem ve'yuhulu la'mu'eroim ve'yuhulu la'mu'eroim v'shual v'shuval V'shual m'yistu yishlevu shababadiyem V'nom loy
Yeah.
We've heard the cantor Zavul Kvartin singing Tihye Rabbi Yishmael, and then Shomea Kol Bichyo, sung by cantor Samuel Malofsky and his family choir, and finally Petach Lanu Sha'ar, sung by Sila Dagan. This is Howard Rothman, hoping you've enjoyed this program. If you have any comments, please send them to Classic 89, 2206 Weimer Hall, University of Florida, in Gainesville, 32611. You've been listening to Songs of a People on Classic 89, WUFT-FM, in Gainesville, Florida.